And what are the typical clinical presentations?
The most common presentation is exposed bone. That's the very definition of bisphosphonate-induced osteonecrosis. In fact, every organization has come up with a definition. And most definitions go something like this. The presence of exposed bone in the oral cavity that fails to heal over 8 weeks and has not been associated with local radiation therapy. The onset of it is sometimes asymptomatic. About one-third of the patients are asymptomatic. Because the exposed bone is necrotic, it's de-innervated, it's not necessarily painful. Two-thirds are painful because of secondary infection.
Does the pain usually respond to antibiotics?
Fortunately, it does. We've been able to control this in 90% of individuals with relatively simple antibiotics. The bacteria associated with this are almost always anaerobes. Anaerobes seem to use open necrotic bone as a substrate even more than aerobes. So most of the organisms that we have found are actinomyces, eichinella, villanella, and moraxella. These are all types of anaerobes. All of them are sensitive to penicillin.
So that's the usual therapy?
Yeah, fortunately, the best therapy is what's called penicillin VK. The advantage to it is that it is easy to take, has very little gastric disturbance. Some of the other penicillin preparations that have clavulanate and sulbactam in it to increase their spectrum have a gastric intolerance to them that is difficult long-term. Penicillin VK, 500 milligrams four times a day, can be taken for long terms without toxicity. So if you're not allergic to penicillin, that is a drug of choice and controls most people.
How long does it usually take to see pain response, and how long does it take to go away?
The pain response, once it develops, if you're taking the penicillin regularly, it's subdued within a week. There's a relatively quick response.
What about those patients who don't respond to antibiotics?
Well, very few don't. If they don't respond to penicillin by itself, our backup position is to combine flagyl to it. And that flagyl is at 500 milligrams three times a day. So for short periods, we will give them double antibiotic therapy, and that tends to put it back into a non-painful subclinical fashion. For the penicillin-allergic patients, out of just empirical trial and error, we found that Levaquin is the best alternative to penicillin, 500 milligrams once daily.
How well informed are oral surgeons in this country about this entity?
Probably informed more than any other dental specialty, but there are still many that are not well informed. This particular disease spans, I think, three groups. The general dental population who restores and fixes teeth. The oral and maxillofacial surgeon who probably understands the disease process and who inherits these patients more. And then the medical community of oncologists, rheumatologists, and the like are starting to recognize that this is something that is rare but can occur. And when it does, it needs attention. And there's a lot of prevention that can be done for this.